Football. The post-game interview.
Fifth quarter, thanks to Homestyle Aged Care, the next best thing to being at home. Speaking with young Geelong defender Connor O'Sullivan. 6 points twice in that last quarter. Elijah Hewitt kicks that first goal, and a bit of momentum with the crowd, a bit of momentum with them. You just knew you had to lock yourselves in for the next 25 or so minutes.
Yeah, they really challenged us. Obviously, they kicked bloody well, very straight. So that really put some pressure on us. But Scotty sort of said from the start of the week that it wasn't going to be done in the first quarter. They're obviously a very good unit and developing really nicely. So it was eventually going to break. We just kept staying at it and being diligent. So obviously we were lucky enough to do that.
A few of the boys went over on Thursday and, you know, got a chance to enjoy Perth. What did you do? Did you head over with that crew, or did you go over a little bit later as your part of your preparation?
I went over Friday. Just obviously the long legs don't do too well on the aeroplane. So had to give myself an extra day to stretch them out. So, it was very different preparation for a few different people this week, just obviously coming over to Perth. But it's obviously holds us in good stead when we get to the game.
Connor, did you have a number of games in your head at the start of the year that you sort of set yourself to play a goal this year, or was it just, you know, the old sort of take it week by week and see what happens?
Definitely more than just to take it week by week. Obviously, was lucky enough to get a game last year and then spend a lot of time in the VFL. But for me, it was just about really getting to build a little bit more chemistry with the boys in the back line. And if I could improve on the one game, then I would have been happy. But, yeah, to sort of be in the position that I'm in now, I'm very grateful.
Are you sort of, I might sound like a funny question, but are you exceeding your own expectations a little bit in just your second season?
I don't know. I try not to put too much expectation on myself. I'd say I'm a pretty laid-back person. I'm just more enjoying playing footy with the lads. And, it's obviously I'm working as hard as I can in training to develop as quickly as I can. I want to push the needle, obviously, for where I want to be at. So, I wouldn't say I'm necessarily exceeding expectation. I just sort of say I didn't really come in, and it's just allowed me to sort of play freely.
We've heard Reg talk about it throughout the year, but you obviously have a great running capacity. Has that always been something that's just come naturally to you, or do you work pretty hard at that?
Being a lot of frame in juniors, I obviously covered the ground a little bit better, but I sort of had to work out a little bit more in the last couple of years, since obviously being a key position player, I was trying to sort of prioritise putting on size and that sort of stuff. So with that, obviously, made it a little bit more challenging to hold my running capacity, but I think it's been a little bit of both, to be honest.
Fifth quarter, thanks to Homestyle Aged Care, the next best thing to being at home. Speaking with young Geelong defender Connor O'Sullivan, here's his old teammate Reg Tuohy on K-Rock Footy.
Sully, well done today and congratulations on the season, mate. You've been outstanding to watch. Who have you clung on to in the pre-season? Because we could all see this coming. We knew from day one you were going to be a pretty special player, but have you worked with anyone more closely this pre-season? Because the output's been exceptional.
Thanks, Reg. Appreciate it. I don't feel like anyone in particular. Obviously, as you know, better than anyone, the sort of strengths that each individual player, especially in the back line, obviously, because I work closely with them, brings is something that makes our team so great. So I sort of just try and work off all the boys and sort of take little pieces of their game, I guess, that make them great players. So obviously the likes of like Jack Henry, Sam McCarroning, Mark Litars, all those sort of guys, I've obviously worked alongside being key defenders. But to be honest, I try and learn off a little bit of everyone.
Sorry, Connor, I was going to say, you mentioned there just your running capacity and your weight. Obviously, you're going to need to put on weight. What have you come up to since you've joined the club? Was it probably 18 months ago?
Obviously, fluctuating a little bit in season, but my goal is to maintain sort of about a 98 kilo sort of range. So I sort of got to that, obviously managed last week, so it sort of gave me the opportunity to get some things right off the field that I can potentially take back into games to help me feel a lot more confident. So, I've sort of been trying to sit at about 98 kilos.
And what about away from footy? Who are you living with, and are you doing anything outside of footy to keep your sort of brain ticking over in a different headspace than just footy?
Yeah, I'm living with Big Mitchie Edwards, big up-and-coming ruckman. So he's an absolute pleasure to live with. We have a fair bit of banter in the house, but away from footy, I'm currently studying a business sports management degree. So that sort of allowed me to take my mind off footy a little bit. And sort of when things haven't been going well or have been going well, I've just been able to use that as an outlet to sort of just enjoy that away from the game.
if you had a cook-off between you and Mitch, who'd be winning?
Depends what you're asking us to cook. He's definitely got me in some things, but maybe in a steak and basic veg, I reckon I'd have him. But he's actually a pretty good cook, to be fair.
What's his sort of specialty? What do you get home and he's got ready for you that you think this is going to be all right?
We usually cook together because either I'm really good at one thing and he's not great at the other thing, or vice versa. So, but he does do stir fry and stuff like that. So, Reg, if you're ever over in town, Mitchy is going to be happy to cook you a stir fry.
It's a date.
Oh,
Reg reckons that nobody contacts him anymore.
Yeah, cut ties with me.
Out of the chat groups and it's all over. Connor, when they suggest they're going to manage you, do you go, well, gee, hang on, I don't really want to be managed because am I going to get my spot back?
Yeah, it's obviously something that nobody ever wants to hear as a footy player. Like, you just enjoy playing the game and it's never something that you want to do. But speaking to obviously the S&C, the high performance, and James Kelly, our defenders coach, and obviously Scotty as well, they sort of just decided it's a pretty standard thing, and they sort of reassured me that, just enjoy the week off, use it to reset. Obviously, you do ask a few questions, as in, like, am I going to lose my spot and that sort of stuff. Obviously, not being necessarily too happy with my previous couple of weeks before that. So, I was obviously lucky enough to come back in tonight and get a really good win.
Did you duck back to Albury?
No, I didn't, unfortunately. Dad was trying to convince me to, but
so you could return his car?
Yeah, exactly right. So I'm trying to hold on to that as long as possible.
Very good. Connor, great to talk to you. Loved watching what you've been doing. You got you in Rising Star calculations. You might join Ollie Dempsey in that crew, and a bloke called Joel Selwood. I think you're aware of his work. You might have met him a couple of times, and you might know a bit about the number you're wearing. I think he goes okay.
He's a good fella. I know of him.
Yeah, no of him.
Exactly, Connor, right.
Great to see a win tonight. No, it took a bit of work, but come back across the Nullarbor and look forward to a big one against the Gold Coast Saturday, arvo.
Thank you very much, bud. Appreciate your time.
Well done. K-Rock Football. The post-game interview.